You gotta write some compassion into your day, bro. Right? And then the character, he did something he really enjoyed doing, which, like, for me is juggling or playing a video game for a little bit or went and talked to some people, whatever it might be. For what you want to get done in your life, there needs to be compassion and there needs to be love and there needs to be mercy written into your story. You can't go like 200,000,000% all the time. For me, I really do need to like have those boundaries more clearly defined. And that means sometimes being like, you know what? Like what I do with my Wisdom Wednesday. Like there's no social media, nothing that happens like that on Wednesday. And just being able to make those boundaries more clear, being able to write that into my story. Like I literally just hopped on 750 words and it felt clarifying to write like it's all going to be worth it. And sort of what I just talked about in the last episode about letting God cook. I am just really learning to trust what he is writing on my story. See, that's way more important than anything I could ever write in my story. Me and him are working on this together. You know, your life is a weaving between God and you. There's a poem that talks about that. And, you know, there's times we really want to write a certain thing at a certain time, and that just does not always flow. It doesn't always fly with the story, the beautiful story that God is intending to write on your life. And so it's easy to get frustrated and stressed. And then we write that and we choose to be frustrated and annoyed. And I think there is obviously a place you have to be able to feel your feelings through. At the same time, there's something empowering about having something at the end of that page saying, I will get to where I need to be. I am learning. I am changing. I am building. These are things that I still tell myself, obviously, but back in the day when I was having a lot more struggles within myself, and I definitely was having some internal battles. I still have internal battles, obviously, but now I'm winning like almost all the internal battles. You know, we've come a really long way, and a lot of this is from writing this intense mercy and stuff into the day as it is needed. It's like, okay, you are done. I'm proud of you. Just like bask in this moment, bask in this precious moment. It's sort of like in Ranger's Apprentice, how there's like those guards and the warriors and the rangers, the ones who put their lives on the line every day. Those are the ones that get great, you know, those great blessings, those choice miracles and all that stuff. And they put their life on the line every day. And for you, you're putting your dreams on the battlefield. Like you kind of have that in store, like you see that, and then you're working towards that each day. And even if you're not in the entrepreneurial field, you have things that you are being an entrepreneur about, like whether it's your family or whatever. There's things you're working on. There's things you're making to help you to get this going. And I think really one of the most important things, at least for me, is writing this merciful attention into my day. I think I'm really good about writing, okay, let's make this happen. Let's go after it. And I'm learning more to be like, you know what? Dallin jumped on a call with a friend who we knew he could tell anything and just vibed with that friend. And they had a good time. They had a good talk. And there was no expectations with the call. It was just to be. There's something really precious about that, because I know that God is writing these insanely amazing mercies into my day. Really, really amazing ones recently. It's like, and then Dallin went and talked to this person, and then the person really was thankful and wanted to be on Dallin's emails list and just encouraged Dallin. And it's just a beautiful thing. And this all happened in seconds, you know? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that's happening right now. And I just need to obviously be thankful for the story, because it's all coming together in such a beautiful way I cannot have imagined. And I just need to take God's advice and take God's example and write those glorious things into my story too. So right now, like I said, I mean, I think the video game streaming is a pretty good example of this. having that time to just vibe and talk, and there's not a ton of expectation at all. It's just to be there. And it's about being intentional. Like earlier today, I honestly was feeling a little bit overwhelmed, thinking a bit too much about everything going on. And I just kind of curled up in a ball for a little bit in a blanket. And just like, I just, that this is not what I wanted to write in this story. It's like, then Dallin curled up in a ball and fell asleep, because that's what happened. It's always important to listen to yourself when you are having these difficult moments or just these beautiful moments. It's really important, because if you are learning and you've been writing so much danger and pain and fight or flight response and not safety, to have all this joy and clarity and peace, it can really be like, okay, what in the world is this? And you almost want to throw it out. It's like, no, this is what you want. Like for me, it's like, yeah, dude, I want that clarity. I want that adventure. I've been having some amazing adventures. I've been saying like, this is an adventure. And it completely changes how I frame it. And it's such a beautiful thing. And so writing in more adventure, writing in more clarity, writing in more powerful mercy. That's really the intent of this episode, of writing in more powerful mercy. That is something I really need to be okay with. Is that, yes, there are amazing things in store, and it's just happening. It's all written in there, and I just need to continue to show up and play my part in the story, and things will happen and come together, and that's all I need to do, is I just need to show up. I just need to go. I just need to go to battle. In Ranger's Apprentice, there's times when the characters really, really did not have all of the strength and all the health that they needed, but they showed up anyway because, A, they signed up for it. B, they were trusted to do it. And C, there was literally nobody else. Nobody else had trained as long as they had to get to that level. So to have somebody try to fill that space, no, it was only for them. That journey was built for them. So that's really what this feels like for me. Almost at 3 months of being full-time, and I'm very humbled by that. More interviews will come. All these other things will come. I believe that it's the tender mercies of God that really lift us up to being able to do what we need to do in this world. It's those timely interactions. It's all those beautiful little things that just kind of happen as we're on our way to living our life that really, really, really lift us up and help us get where we need to go. I'm going to be going to lunch with a good friend really soon, and I know that is going to be absolutely covered in mercy and in love and in joy. And I need to let myself feel all of those feelings, every single one of them, and just be grateful for all of it in the moment, and just to just rejoice and love all of it. So I'm going to keep working on this and see what this looks like more. On a small level, you know, I am doing it with writing on my 750 words. And although the cold showers are kind of crazy, I do enjoy them, because there's something about it, you know, and the hot showers at the end of the day, having all these things built in. Like I didn't have a hot shower last night, and that definitely threw me off. And it's probably why I was up till 4 a.m. So there you go. Writing more mercy, writing more love, writing more courage into my day, and really writing the mercy, because it's the mercy that really, really, really is going to help lift me to where I need to be. It's going to help me have that clarity. It's just going to make so many things happen. So that's what I have, just kind of some thoughts there. And I guess we're going to upload this right after the other one, or probably the day after. And we'll get other things up. I'll get other things up. But right after, when I started writing on 750 words, I just had this thought in my head, and I'm like, you know what? We're just going to make another episode right now, because that's how this works. Yes, there could be this scheduled out farther out, but I need to come up with a better strategy. See, this is what we need to write into. Like, then Dallin came out with a baller bulletproof, or basically bulletproof strategy to help him not have any stress or any fear about anything else. Yes, there's a lot of things outside of my control. That is the life of the entrepreneur. there are a lot of things outside of the control, but there's a lot of things that you can work on. And especially with like launches and stuff, once the rocket is in orbit, you're in pretty good shape. And so it really is for me like, okay, we need to write all of these things, because I know God will help me do it. He's literally brought me this far. So to write the great launch, write, yeah, great relationships in the future, write all this stuff down. Remember that God will find and will put in pieces to fill in these characters that I'm writing and that I am hoping to have, or he'll bring in something much better. As I talked about in the last episode about just letting God cook. It takes time, and it takes time, and it's a beautiful thing that it takes time. Because if something showed up and it was like way too early, you'd be like, I don't even know like what to do with this, you know? But when it's on time and you know, because it's all on time when it's him, it's like, yeah, wow, this is amazing. And I'm so excited. And that's really how so many of these things have been. I don't have words for it. God has been putting people in my life right when I need it the absolute most. He knows exactly what I need. And he's been doing that. He's been having me move and be there for people too. It's this beautiful thing. So I know it's all coming together. I just need to write more mercy, more love, more trust in myself into this day, and to not worry or stress about these things, because those tiny little things do make a difference. Like when you miss a goal, or when you say, oh yeah, I'm going to do that, and then you don't actually do it, you know, all that stuff. So writing mercy, writing clarity, just writing that time for yourself. I need to probably go in the hot tub tonight or tomorrow, you know, help soak through some of these things too. Because you got this far. Obviously, God is not done with you. Obviously, he's going to bring you through and bring you forward. The question is, do you want to keep growing and keep elevating? And if the answer is yes, then I really think that you need to write these intentional timeouts, all these intentional things. I've talked about this before, but when the game is starting to get out of hand in basketball, the coach always calls a timeout. He's like, oh, shoot, like, what's going on? Yo, we gotta do a timeout right now. And so before any other shots get shot, before anything else, the coach is like, all right, bros, we are going to talk about this. How are you feeling? How are you doing? What can we do to support you? See, these are the kind of questions that I need to be better about asking myself. I did some timeout things in college, and I really think maybe this is God telling me in this moment, like, I need to do that more. Just have some kind of moment in the day where I really intentionally just try to do a little timeout with myself, like really quick. Just like, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How can we support you? And just move forward with it. That sounds pretty good to me. But like writing in this powerful help is beautiful, because it is coming and it is real. If there's some big thing that you intend to do, like if there's a Goliath in front of you, then you need to prepare and prepare and prepare, and God will provide the victory. The battle belongs to God. What we are doing is being his instruments. That is what we are doing. And we get to rejoice. We get to glorify him and being his instruments and be like, wow, it's so amazing, so cool. And we get to engage in a war that is way, way beyond anything that we can imagine. And it's such a beautiful thing to be part of that and to get some W's for him, get some wins for the Most High. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful thing. And to be there for a brother or sister who's having a rough time. And this is me when I try to go out and meet people. And when I go out and meet people, I don't try, I do. Right. And when I say, in the journal, in the writing, it's like you read it back. It's like, and then Dallin really listened to that person and talked with them. And that was a beautiful conversation. And I've just been spreading love and light. That's the only goal. That's the only goal, really. And I was talking with this lady a little bit yesterday that I met, and she was doing some gardening, and she was telling me about how somebody told her that she was a subtle seller. And she's like, yes, I am. You know, I don't force nothing. I just be me and keep trusting the process. And when you know your worth, it's like, we don't need to force anything at all. Like, and I know we don't need to force anything, period. But like, you know your worth, you know the work you've put in. You already know all this stuff so clearly. So like, yeah, man, don't settle for anything else, man. Don't settle for anything else at all. That's a beautiful thing. When you can just be, And it's like, there's no forcing, there's no stressing. It's like, I do not have to do this. I do not have to send this email right now. There might be a few select times where you feel like you need to do that. You can probably take a couple minutes to chill and to hang out and to, you know, be okay with things. I remember when I was in college, and this is a really powerful story for me because I had two exams or three exams, and I also needed to clean.
And I just had a lot going on, you know? And at some point I just kind of like cleaned up a little bit, and I cleaned up, and then I just, they were going to inspect it. And then I had to walk to campus because the internet at my apartment complex was so yikes. And it kind of gets into this place where the odds seem so against you that you have to go for the best possible chance. And for me, it was like going to the school and doing some writing there. And I ended up doing some writing and made some pretty good progress in like an hour. Instantly, I felt so much better. And Russell Brunson actually came out with a video a couple days ago about ADHD, because I guess he has it too, with building empires and stuff. And he talked about how with ADHD, your general feeling is just of you're either in momentum or out of momentum. And I relate a lot to that. You know, that's at least right now, it's really how I feel. Is it's not so much like happy or sad. It's like, am I in momentum or am I not in momentum? Am I in that flow or not in that flow? So it's just kind of interesting. But yeah, after that hour, I was feeling kind of overwhelmed. But like once you've taken care of one of those things, you just feel better. And I jumped on Facebook Messenger and I just felt like I should reach out to somebody, or somebody reached out to me. You know, somebody from my mission that I hadn't heard from in a while. And it was just a really cool guy. He was somebody that me and him like really like clicked, and I was really able to like hear him and hear his heart and hear his story and him like really trying to get to know Christ better. And he had such an amazing story. And I remember we jumped on this call and it was really short, and he just told me how much he cared about me and how much he believed in me and stuff. And that really, really, really touched me. And so after that 5-minute call, I was on fire. The rest of the day, I was on fire. Like, sometimes when I was at school, like, I'd be overthinking, like, oh, man, somebody might walk in the door while I'm trying to work and stuff, like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, you try to eliminate those distractions. But at the end of the day, there was those sacred moments where it was just me and the work, and I got it done. And a part of it was really blessed by that conversation with that wonderful person. They were there. They were on time. They were clutch. They were clutch. I needed to leave the agony and the disorder and the dysfunction of trying to get anything done at home. There was so much craziness going on in that space and things outside of my control. I needed to go to a completely different other place. And that was an act of mercy. And so the beautiful thing is that now the day is basically over. And I went and walked over to the garage and I did a 5-minute little meditation, which was super dope. And honestly, in that 5-minute meditation, all I did was just breathe in and out, do some deep, really deep breaths. And it was just really good. Went to lunch with a friend. It was super good. And I'm just now getting back from basketball. I think the main takeaway I have from this is like not forcing anything really, because it was like 9 o'clock. I was like, okay, I can go play basketball or I can try to like force myself to get something done. And I really looked at it. I was like, you know what? I just really want to celebrate Dallin right now. We really just got to like lift him up, man. Got to help him out. And so I went to basketball, ended up getting some more ideas for poetry, ended up just being able to work on those connections from people at church. And it was just a good time. So I really think that if there's something big that you're wanting to get done, just those little intentional things of mercy that you write in can really, really help you. And they'll help the days feel longer because you're able to get more done, because you're able to just have more space because you've like cultivated it. Like you have a relationship with that activity and you just kind of enjoy that. And it's a beautiful thing. So yeah, writing more mercy into the story. For me, I'm trying to juggle more and all this other stuff. It's really good. So this stuff definitely works. And that lunch, man, that really was an amazing lunch. That really elevated my mindset too. So it really isn't all about like, let's just go, 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 go. Like if you're able to have those intentional breaks, those really good times, you're able to just check out a little bit and go and explore before checking back in at the hotel. it can really change everything. So write some mercy into your story today, and don't forget to yield to the good, and it'll be better tomorrow.